Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Share My World Show. I'm doing a live simulcast on Periscope and on Blog Talk Radio. Hey, Shannon. Thank you so much for joining. If you are on Blog Talk Radio, you can come check me out at Periscope. My handle is at Lakeisha Riddick. Hey, Holly. Hey, Mom. Hey, Clay. Welcome. And to those that are watching me on the web and to the replay viewers, thank you for joining. And I'd like for you to favorite or retweet that Twitter broadcast link for me so I can thank you so much for joining because I can't interact with you. So thank you so much for joining. Share My World Show. Hey, Andrea, thanks for joining. Is the online talk radio show that I started back in 2009. It's a 30-minute show that airs on Blog Talk Radio. And like I said, I'm doing it on Periscope Live Simulcast. Hey, Sora, welcome. The show airs bi-weekly on Tuesdays. And the show and what I spoke about are pretty much the same things about my life, my journey of transformation, and for God to help me to transform into the person that He's created me to be. You can follow me on all social media, Share My World Show, my blog, sharemyworldshow.com, and YouTube channel, Share My World Show. Thanks for joining. I appreciate it, everybody. Thank you so much. I appreciate you, Sora, for connecting tonight. So, why do I do this show, right? I know you're saying, why? I've been doing it since 2009 and started Periscoping just a couple of months ago. I do it for four reasons. One, as a believer in Christ, I believe that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. That's Revelations 12 and 11. So that's the blood of the Lamb is Jesus Christ, and our testimony is us sharing our story to encourage myself and to encourage others. I believe that it's a healing for me, and I want to encourage other people to know that you're not by yourself. Hey, Geraldine. Yes, and if you like to invite followers on the Periscope, swipe right or swipe up and tap for hearts. Let me know that you're there, and you can comment as well. That's why we do this, right, to be engaged. Third reason, this creates a permanent reminder for me to do the show. I have all my archived episodes of the Blog Talk Radio on the Blog Talk Radio website. I have my YouTube channel that have archived all of these videos, and I have my blog. So this is a way for me to remind myself, like, well, Keisha, hey, Kay Smith. I didn't know what Sora was until I Googled it today. Yes, my sorority sister. Yes, yes. So that's why I do the show, for those reasons. And the fourth reason is, as a believer, I believe that we're supposed to fulfill the Great Commission. And this is a way for me to reach people that I never would have normally met. I've had people that follow me all over the world, actually, and I'm able to connect with them to bring Christ to them through my life, let His light shine through me. So that's why I do the show. With Keisha Riddick here, and I appreciate you for joining. Oh, look at those cute hearts. I appreciate it. So let's pray, and then we'll start the show. Father, I thank you for giving me wisdom to share my world with everybody that's connected tonight, that it's no coincidence that they tuned in to listen on Blog Talk Radio and to tune in to Periscope. And I thank you for giving me exactly what they need as I share my story. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, Geraldine, welcome. So tonight's show, I'm talking about willpower. And I'm like, what happens when your willpower isn't enough? How many people have experienced that for their own selves, their own journey? So I'm going to talk a little bit about my story, but before I do that, I just wanted to hear you guys' stories and what areas that you were having challenges in where you feel that you weren't able to, you know, have enough willpower. Well, I'll say this. A lot of times when people are going through journeys or going through challenges, well, that's one of the first things people will tell them, right? They'll say, listen, you just got to have willpower. You just got to be strong enough. You just got to be tough enough to be able to get through it, right? And sometimes, you know, I know as an adult, right, we kind of bristle at that because we're like, wait a minute, so you're trying to say I'm weak? You're trying to say that I don't have enough with intestinal fortitude, as they would say? I don't think people are meaning it that way, but it does come across that way, right? Anybody else has that experience out there? You can talk to me. That's what we do, the Periscopes, right? Again, I appreciate you for joining in. So I thought of some areas where people have challenges and people tell them, like, you know, just use your willpower. You could do it. You could do it. You know, like those kind of pep talks. losing weight. That's what my journey is. You know, with the exercise and the food, people think, "Come on, you could do it. You don't have to eat this. You could do this, whatever." What else did I say? Getting a job. You know, job marketing for some careers has been very, you know, kind of tight out there, right? So some people will just say, "Man, just do it. Just like Nike, right? Just do it. Get the job. Use your willpower. You could do it, right?" What else? Getting out of debt. Hey, Jay Washing, welcome. People will say, "Man, you got yourself into the debt. You can get yourself out of the debt. Just do it again." And another thing that's about drug addiction, people talk about that as well. They'll say, "Man, all you got to do is just stop. You know, you have the willpower. You got the power within you to stop." Well, I'm going to tell you a story about what happened to me last night. And this is what kind of drove me to, hey, Andrea, thanks for joining back in, drove me to do this scope and my topic for tonight. If you follow me, you know that I'm on this journey of transformation, and I am using my faith to help me release the weights, right? Physically, but spiritually, mentally, and emotionally. So you can go and get to check out my blog, shimawashow.com, to see it. But after I got off the scope last night, thank you for the hearts. I appreciate it, where I discussed, answered questions. And people asked some very good questions. Yes, how did you get motivated to lose the weight? That was one of the questions, Geraldine. And you can go check out my YouTube channel where I uploaded that video where people ask different questions. So I'll just share a little quickly. I got motivated to lose the weight because I was sick and tired of having excuses. God was gently nudging me every day to say, "Get up, move, get up, move, get up, move." And I would come up with all kind of excuses. I said it yesterday, and you hear it if you watch that replay. I was just like, "Oh, I'll do it tomorrow. Oh, it's at the end of the month, I'll start next month. Oh, it's at the end of the week, I'll start at the beginning of the week." I mean, I just kept coming with all kind of excuses until one morning I just laughed at myself at the amount of excuses that I did. Can you hear me? I said that I finally said, "Okay, I'm going to get up and I'm going to move," because God had given me some wisdom and strategy for me in particular. It was to, and the wisdom was for me for 40 days to do this for myself. And for me to not tell anybody else, "Hey, Sora, thanks for joining back in," and to just get to the point where I'm moving. So for me, that was my motivation to start. And here I am on day 168. But last night, after I got off that nice scope where I was answering all these questions and feeling great, you know, and if you go look at my blog, you see the recent transformation picture that I posted, you know, down around 31.2 pounds, and great. Well, I sat on the couch. I got me this little snack here, some trail mix that I have. Man, I couldn't stop eating. I had said, "This is my portion I'm going to eat," because I've gotten better in that. I don't just eat out of the bag. Okay, I designate my portion, and I ate it. But I was like, "I want to eat some more." So then instead of me doing, "Hey, Meryl, welcome," instead of me just doing my one, you know, the portion that I had set aside, I had to get another portion. Then my husband was eating some peanuts, and I ate those peanuts. I felt really bad after that, but I was just like, what is going on here? Here is day 168. I hadn't really binged like that. I mean, I felt I had more self-control and more willpower. You just got your weight training today. It's like torture. Wow. For you, at least you're starting to do something, right? Well, here's the deal. When I was sitting there, and I was just like, what is going on? Why wasn't I able to stop myself? We have willpower, right? Here I am, day 168, right? I lost weight, but in this particular area, I wasn't able to do it. But here's, I want you to follow somebody, P. Trainer Shonda. She's using her faith defense. She's a personal trainer as well. And is it willpower or like a genius? Oh, okay, we're getting somewhere. We're getting somewhere, Meryl Shepherd. Just follow me. Just go with me. Go with me because I'm going to take you there. So here's the deal. I looked at it. Hey, babe, thanks for joining. I looked at it, and God showed me the deeper issue, fear. A lot of times people think that fear is like this big, scary ghost and whatnot. Again, yes, you can invite followers if you like. I do appreciate it. Thanks, babe, for inviting followers. But for me, it was fear of failure. And I'm going to tell you why. Because for me, and this is what Shonda has said, She had. Thanks for inviting followers to it. Yes, emotional healing. And here's what's going on here. For me, fear of failure is something that God is helping me to deal with because I've been this perfectionist, one and done, checklist, get it done. I don't have to worry about trial and error. But at this process of this journey of transformation, I am learning trial and error. I don't get it right away. I'm being processed, right? So last night, when I had that moment and he said it was fear, I'm like, fear of what? Fear of failure? He's like, fear of failure, because I'm thinking I'm going to have to give up this way of living, this way of eating, right? And I didn't believe I could do it. I didn't think that I would be successful at living that way, because Shonda had shared, I guess the P trainer Shonda, she had shared that, did we know what treats were? See, I was interchanging, okay, treats and snacks. There's a difference. Even though I have not wanted to admit that. I use my fitness pal. I've been tracking my foods and everything. So my treats were going under the snacks. But the reality is, a treat is something that you do what? You treat yourself to every once in a while. It's not something that you just do every day, all day, and that kind of thing. Now, I've gotten better with that. I haven't been eating desserts and treats all day. But in terms of my attitude toward it, it was about fear. Is it a cultural thing for Americans? I think it is, because we have access to everything. And you know what? If we can buy it, we feel that we deserve it, and we want it, and we're going to have it. And we, as an adult, nobody's going to tell me for what I'm not. That's right. You get a treat for being good. You use a treat to celebrate. You get a treat for being happy. You get a treat. I mean, all those things. And so for me, it was, one, I felt I deserved it. Two, I didn't want to give it up. That's me. I'm telling you real talk here. So when God said, he said, listen, I'm not saying you have to give it up. I'm just changing your mindset toward it. But I was still holding tight to it, like, I don't know. And so when it came, and see, that's what happens. When you are holding tight, that's what I'm talking about, that willpower thing. You don't have it. That's why I said when willpower isn't enough. It wasn't enough for me to just say stop, because that fear was driving me. I have to drive the root out. You love coffee. Okay, see, everybody has something different. So for me, it was like I had to drive that root issue out in order for me to overcome. Because if not, I'm going to still keep going back around the mountain. Coffee is brain food. Okay. So, excuse me. So think about it. So that was my thing, that fear of failure, right? And like I said, on day 168, I'm still struggling with that. But I'm learning it's okay, because this is my process. This is for life that I'm making the change. Living in the Southeast, my mom cooks really good. Yes, I can cook too. My mom, she can throw down too. She's from Mississippi. So, yes, I understand, Meryl. And so here's the deal. Okay, I'm just trying to look some at my notes or whatever. Yes. So how do I get rid of the fear? Hey, Jamie P., thanks for joining in. Just talking about when willpower isn't enough. And for me, I'm just sharing my particular story about it in terms of the weight loss. Geraldine says, I'm good as long as I don't have it in the house. What I don't have, I can't eat. Exactly. But see, that's another thing too. But again, I understand what you're saying, Geraldine, but I'm learning that it's a process, and I know probably I may have to go that route as well. But then again, my own willpower, like, help me, Lord, to deal with this kind of thing. So here's what I found that's going to help me deal. Okay, well, I'm going to give you some tips that's helping me. I don't have it together. I just told you. I just dealt with this yesterday. I'm not saying, yes, here's what I'm doing, and it's working. I'm telling you, I just dealt with this yesterday, day 168. So for what I believe is going to help me is this. I got to go back to what I know. That's my renewing of the mind, Romans 12:2. Here's the deal. When you look at somebody, one person who's lost weight, in my particular, that's my area, right? A person who's lost weight and a person who's struggling to even get started. What's the difference? Their belief, okay? Their belief not only just in a higher power, okay, but their belief in themselves. Their belief that they can be successful. Their belief that they can do it, C-A-N, okay? Because your true actions, your actions follow your true belief. So that's what happened to me yesterday. My true belief was I didn't really want to give that up. I didn't really want to change my mindset toward it. So when I had to open it and the enemy came in, right, it threw my mind to be like, just eat some more. Get another serving. And then go get some peanuts. And then, I mean, I could have just went all the way out. You know what I'm saying? But it starts with belief. You used to work out so much. So I'm wondering if it's because I stopped working out as much. Meryl, I think it's a mindset about everything, because the mindset drives how are you going to eat and how you're going to treat your body in terms of exercise. That's what it was for me. And for me, like I said, that first 40 days, you can check out my blog. I started with some kind of movement. Now I see God is moving to this next stage with my meal, my food, my attitude toward it. I just started, thank you so much for the hearts. I just started tracking my meals in August, which Tay Inside Kim's World, thank you for joining, where I was able to kind of see what I'm eating, sodium, all that kind of stuff. Again, getting a new attitude, a new mindset about it. So first, you got to start there. You got to believe that you are free, right? We are free. Jesus died on the cross, and you are free. It's done already. You have to believe that, okay? You used to work out so much, you would end up hurting from injury. Yeah, you got to figure out, I guess, with the trainer, they'll be able to help you narrow. Okay, second thing, this is a process. And this is something that I'm going to talk about tomorrow, because Andrea, I think she's still on here, she gave me an idea to share about what I do in the mornings and evenings for my renewing of the mind, you know, process and routine. So to remind myself that this is a process, I have some scriptures that I go over, and I'm going to go into them in more depth, but here's a couple that I wanted to share tonight. Jesus really is there to help us. Yes, yes, for sharing. I'm so pumped. Well, I'm glad you thought about that, Andrea, because that was a great idea. And I'm going to ask people in the group, too, if they have other things that they want me to talk about. So here's two scriptures that help remind me that it's a process, and maybe you can hold on to these for your own self. Okay, Hebrews 12:12. I tell you, I personalize these things, right? I am free because all discipline for the moment seems not to be joyful, but sorrowful. And yet because I have been trained by it, afterwards, it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness. So, yes, Hebrews 12:12. And that reminds me that this is a process and that, you know, it's not going to be happy. What did it say? It seems not to be for the moment, right? All this is for the moment. So that means it's a time. It's not going to be forever, not to be joyful, but sorrowful. That is, it's not going to be pleasant, right? But because I've been trained by it, because it's a process, right? Afterwards, it yields a piece of food of righteousness. Geraldine says, I brought the right food Sunday, but I still haven't started. Why? Yes, it's the moment. You got to start with the belief. Maybe tonight you'll get some, you know, some wisdom here that you can go back to God and ask God to show you what are the root issues that's causing you not to start. What fear is there? What deep rooted issue? The second scripture, 1 Corinthians 9:27. I personalize these, okay? But the crux is still the same. I am free because I discipline my body and make it my slave so that after I have preached to others, I myself would not be disqualified. 1 Corinthians 9:27. Do you hear that? I discipline my body and make it my slave so that after I have preached to others, I myself would not be disqualified. And it is Paul, right? So those are two scriptures that I use to kind of help me see. And here's something else. Hey, Dave, thanks for joining back in, reminding me of the process. And I thought about it again. I said, okay, God, as I was preparing for this, yeah, we are not a slave to food. No, we tell our body what it needs to do. That's why I don't tell you, and I'll never tell you, you know, only eat this, don't eat that. No, that's not my goal here. So please don't take that away from this. Lord Jesus, that's good. In the name of Jesus, don't delay disobedience. Amen, Andrea. Don't delay it because you're just delaying your process, right? But here's the deal. When I look at my process here, day 168, I drink water willingly now. Before, now I have to up my water so that I'm getting in some, you know, a certain goal, right? But here's the deal. I can drink it. Before, I didn't want to drink it, right? I don't want to do it. I'm not drinking that. I told people yesterday, I'm not putting, you know, lemon and all this kind of stuff, whatever. But here's the deal. God has processed me and trained me in this area that I will drink the water. And guess what? My treats are drinking juice or something else. You see what I'm saying? So it's there, and God is going to help me develop that with the food as well. So another thing is I don't have to rely on my own willpower. You don't have to do it either, guys. Your willpower is not going to be enough to accomplish the goals that God has for you. It's not. Sorry. You know why? because guess what is the fruit of the Spirit? Do we allow the food to control us, or are we in control of the food? God is your strength. Amen. Because here's the deal. Our willpower is not enough because the fruit of the Spirit is what? One of them is self-control. How can you have willpower enough to take and over and do everything, right? When God said that the fruit of the Spirit is self-control, that means His Spirit within us. That means greater is He that is within us than He is within the world. That means that we don't have to rely on our willpower. So that, see that mindset? It has to change. It has to shift. Don't look and say, you know, I got this. When people try to challenge you in this area, to be like, you know, man, you're just not strong enough. You're just too weak. Well, I'm going to tell you, guess what? What does Paul say? 2 Corinthians 12:9, what? His power, right, and that's another one of my scriptures that I just added to my, my declarations. I am free because God has said to me that His grace is sufficient in my weakness. I will rather boast about my weaknesses so that the power of Christ may dwell in me. Galatians is awesome. If we could do it ourselves, we wouldn't need the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. Amen. Yes, that was 2 Corinthians 12:9, that His power is perfected in our weaknesses. So we are, and that's a weakness. If God knew that, come on, guys, go back to the Old Testament. God knew we could not do this within our own strength, our own willpower. We can't do it. Now, I'm not saying that you don't do your work, okay? Because here's the other part of it. Philippians 4:13. I can, means you have to do something, do all things through Christ who strengthens me, right? So that means, yes, you have to do something, but you have to know that you're not doing it on your own. It's through Christ. Amen. Jesus' signature is the whole Bible. Amen. Philippians 4:13. I'm telling you, so that's giving me life. That's making me be like, okay, God, help me. And I'm telling you, I'm being processed, right? I just had this experience yesterday. You know, I know that it's a shift. It's a shift. It's the power of God that's working through me. Amen, babe, because God has to get me to this place because He knows where I'm going. This is the deal. You can't go and be who God has created you to be and walk in your freedom until you deal with these issues. It's through Christ in us that strengthens us. Amen. So, and then the final thing is, guess what? Who you become in this process is the greatest reward. That's what God is doing. I just told you, right? I said, what? It yields the people fruit of righteousness. But here's something else here. This is the other scripture. I got James, the first chapter, the 2 through 5 verse. This is my favorite. I am free. I told you I personalized it, right? He is the one that put the desire in you to do it. We are so blessed. Amen. I'm telling you. He says, I say I am free because I will consider it all joy when I encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of my faith produces endurance, and let endurance have its perfect result, so that I may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. Let me tell you something. Why I say that's my favorite, I had a problem with finishing things, okay? I would start and stop, particularly when it came to myself. Carlton could come on, and he could share it as well. He would not be very pleased with me when it came to me doing things for myself. Other people, man, I checked it off the list. I do everything for everybody else. But when it came to me and my own personal goals, I would not do it. I would fall off. And he would say, babe, why are you sitting here, you know, prioritizing other people? And what about yourself? But look at me now. Because God helped me take that first step, day one, I'm here, day 168. And this is something for me I'm doing. I'm not doing it for my husband. I'm not doing it for my children. Yes, they are benefiting from it, and they are a reason. But my main why is me. I want to be obedient to God. I want to please God. I want to fulfill my purpose. Because guess what? My purpose is to go. Yeah, you have the issue, too. I think a lot of us do, Janie. And it's hard because we don't see it sometimes until something like this happens where you're like, man, I don't finish anything when it comes to me, but God is helping me to finish. And guess what? As I'm finishing and enduring and counting all joy, He's making me perfect and complete. Take that. Did you catch that? You're not going to be perfect and complete until you're doing and you're encountering the trials and enduring them. Did you hear that? What? You count it all joy when you, right? When you and Ken, yes, he is very supportive. I do appreciate him. He's the one that told me to do the scopes in the first place when I didn't think I could do it. So I do appreciate him. Listen, I will consider all joy when I encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of my faith produces endurance, and let endurance have its perfect result, so that I may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. That's James 1:2-5. So you can't get, listen, do you hear me? Oh, I'm sorry, I'm not talking to you like a child, but I'm talking to myself. You cannot be perfect and complete until you encounter the trials and endure them. Did you get, go back to that verse, okay? Go back to, you did one of Ephesians, that was your very first one. Good, very good. I'm glad you hear me because I'm saying it to say it to myself too and remind myself that I don't get to be perfect and complete in Christ until I endure the trials, until I endure them and what? Encounter joy. Man, that's a sermon right there. Okay? So those are the things. And here's an example. You follow me? Yeah, trials are made to make you stronger and to show you that you got the good. God didn't create us to be, hear me out, punk. Okay? He created us to be conquerors. We created in his image. God is like, you are the bomb, diggity. Okay? I created you in my image. Okay? Right? And again, if you follow me, you follow the show, I always give like my story, but also give you a biblical example so that you can kind of look at. Now, here's an example of somebody, I believe, that he was trying to do things, excuse me, in his own strength, and he felt it wasn't enough, right? Gideon, look at Judges, the 6th chapter. Guess what? We are complete game over. A to the men, okay? That is the truth right there. On this earth, we are going to be processed and molded and shaped and encountering trials until we cross over. Gideon, read his story, okay? That's my boy when I think about somebody that had to deal with fear issues, and I'm looking at my time because I'm doing a simulcast, right? So, and I may have to end my Blog Talk Radio show first and continue with the Periscope. Don't leave me, okay? Because the Blog Talk Radio is a 30-minute time. You have to love Gideon. You have to love you enough to improve who you are. Yes, there's a saying, they helped me see if I got it correct. Yes. You have to, the pain, the rewards of change, right, have to outweigh the pain of remaining the same. You have to be sick and tired of being sick and tired. And enough is enough that you can say, you know what, I got to do something different. So with Gideon, look at his story. This guy had all kind of excuses, right, all kind of fears. He wasn't good enough. He wasn't this. He wasn't that. But God came to him and said, oh, you valiant warrior. Okay, I'm going to have to end my Blog Talk Radio in a second. So thank you guys so much for joining me. I'm going to get this shifted here right. But you know what? I am going to be shifting and going to a new level with my radio show. So I want you to still stay tuned. And I appreciate you for joining me. Continue to follow and connect with me on all my social media, ShareMyWorldShow.com. And Periscope with Keisha Riddick. Thank you. Yes, I'm not finished. I'm not finished on Periscope. But thank you so much for sharing my world. Now go and share your world with others. Be blessed. Okay.